you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally here. Will T. Ray, what's going on, folks?
What's up?
What's going on, man? I'm good.
Is my mic working? There we go.
It works.
Now I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
Good evening, people.
Good evening. Your mic works.
Good evening.
It's always works, Ray. It's good.
I want to roll out the red carpet for Alex Smith.
It's a beautiful day,
we're
man.
We're starting already?
No, not really.
Alex Smith.
I'm just saying that. No. It's such a good thing that he's now a member of the Washington football team.
I mean, not official. Will T would say, not official.
Till March, right?
Yeah.
Well, till March. It looks like it's going to happen, all indications, all reports, because usually that's what you use to troll me. You talk about Alex Smith, so it's going to be good to kind of see him up close and in person. I like Alex Smith.
I'm not trolling you. I'm giving you my honest opinion. If I say Matt Ryan and Alex Smith are quarterbacks that's in the same tier, that's my honest opinion.
You know, you said Kirk Cousins, too, which is interesting.
Yes, and Kirk.
Yeah, he did. That's true.
I'm pointing out that.
I've always said all three of them, they're in the same tier of quarterbacks to me. You have to.
And Phillip Rivers, too, right?
No.
Phillip Rivers is above that?
Yes, Phillip is above that.
Yeah. All right. We need to go back there.
I can give you the tiers. No, because me and Wally, we were talking about it earlier. But hold on first. Let's get into our tradition of pregame.
Here are our topics. The Washington Redskins acquiring Alex Smith, like Ray mentioned, at 8:20.
Oh, not official yet, though. Unofficially.
At 8:20, we'll preview Super Bowl 52, including which teams will win and also which team we'll be rooting for. At 8:40, we'll discuss John Wall's possible. Was it? He's missing 2 months. Is that a guarantee?
Possibly
2 months. Possibly missing 2 months due to a knee surgery. Excuse me. At 8:50, we'll discuss the impact of Boogie Cousins' injury and how that may help the Washington Wizards. Finally, at 9:00, we'll talk about Blake Griffin getting traded to the Detroit Pistons.
Let's scrap the whole thing and let's just talk Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith, the whole hour, and John Wall at the end.
John Wall at the end, all DC, John Wall. It's a Super Bowl week. We can't scrap the Super Bowl.
I mean, we could talk about the Super Bowl for a little bit.
This is the DMV, you know?
Right.
We could talk about the Super Bowl towards the end.
I'm all about the people, man. Whatever y'all want to do. All
right, let's get the people.
We'll figure it out. We're just going to, I guess, go with it.
Let's go.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
You are an unofficial timekeeper anyway.
Make it organic. That's 10 minutes. Give us 10-minute breaks, though.
Organic sounds good to me.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, last night, the Washington Redskins traded away Kendall Fuller, which hurts my feelings, for the third round.
It's amazing how people's opinions change, right? We used to get that Kendall Fuller.
We did, but this season he balled, though.
He had a good season.
He balled. to the Kansas City Chiefs for Alex Smith. I like the deal. I like Alex Smith. I don't like the deal of Kendall Fuller being included in the deal.
Well, yeah, no, I think you don't. Well, I'll give my more detail further after the break. But I think you became a worse team overall with this trade.
Okay. Do you want to do it after the break?
Yeah, we'll do it after the break. Uh-huh. See my tease?
We're not going to break now, though.
I'm getting good at it. Yes, we are.
No, we said we keep going. 1 minute. You want to go to the break now? All right, let's go. All right, after the break, we'll talk about Alex Smith. And Will T's.
What the heck?
You listen to Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Nah, if you said we have a break.
Call it how it is. Hedges. I promise you, swag. Hey, young bitch, I don't trust you. I'm going to shoot you. Yo.
All right, we're back from break.
Live radio, man. This is what it's about. We apologize. You know, I called a timeout like Chris Webber when we didn't have a timeout. That's all it is, man. This is improv radio.
Hey, that was
this
a good
what
one
we
though.
Do.
That was World a good
I wouldn't even call it. I wouldn't even call it radio. It's podcast.
No, but we'll get to your tease then. Get to your tease then, man.
Oh, the tiers of quarterbacks.
Yeah. Nah, you said that. What did he say?
Why y'all became a worse football
team?
The Washington Redskins.
Why Washington became a worse football team? Because Kendall Fuller was graded as a 90, which was the top slot cornerback in the NFL for this year. You trade, okay, then you look at Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith. You essentially trade the same guy to me, but Alex Smith is older and more expensive, and you're not getting supreme value for Alex Smith because of what you're paying him. You're paying him 4 more years, $71 million, $91 in total, correct?
Well, 71 million guaranteed average, million guaranteed
91.5
per year.
Yeah, $91 million. Well, here's
the thing. I read a really interesting article about how guaranteed contracts in the NFL are not guaranteed.
Well, they're not.
Unless it says fully guaranteed. So they still could be getting a bargain on Alex Smith. And on Alex Smith. And plus, we haven't really heard the terms officially, like you kind of alluded to. Yeah. So we can wait and see. Kirk Cousins is going to cost a lot, whoever he goes to. I think he's going to cost more than Alex Smith.
Oh, easily going to cost more than Alex Smith.
So I think that's a win right there for Washington.
No, I don't think you're going to get value for Alex Smith. The value that – well, we know you're not going to get the value that you – won it with Kirk Cousins, correct?
What?
With because Alex you would have had no with Kirk Cousins. If Kirk Cousins were to stay in Washington, you wouldn't have gotten the maximum value because you would have had to pay him an astronomical amount.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't produce compared to that astronomical amount.
Agreed. Because we're talking about $30 million, probably. Go ahead.
Okay, so you look at Alex Smith averaging what 23.
Potentially
23.5.
Which is good on his market if you think about the quarterback he is in terms of what he's achieved.
Okay, what he's achieved, but do you think that his play, his optimal level of his play will be worth 23.5?
For 23, yes, because you're not getting what he's less. He's getting paid less than probably Derek Carr.
Getting paid more than – I can tell you who he's definitely getting paid more.
Who's that?
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to get his –
And Matt Ryan.
And Tom Brady's not a good – Tom Brady isn't fair because Tom Brady is taking a bargain. He's taking a cut.
Tom Brady is fair because that just shows you how – the New England Patriots, a winning franchise, has maximized the value for dollars versus production.
Because Coach B will trade you if you get greedy.
But I mean, it still doesn't matter. It just goes to show you that the smart teams like New England, they maximize value of their players per opposed to the cap dollars and the actual dollars they receive.
To be honest with you. Wow, I know the overwhelming sentiment, at least from what I've seen on Twitter, correct me if I'm wrong, the same old Redskins, you pick up a guy later in his career and you overpay him. But finally, they made a decision on Kirk Cousins. Thank you. Why go through this? To be honest, Kirk Cousins shouldn't have been on the roster this season. If you knew you weren't going to assign him to a long-term deal. And then, you know, they did shortchange him. When you see the offers, well, at least the reports of the offers that were made. They shortchanged him based on the season he had prior to this past season. But Alex Smith, the biggest difference to me is he can extend plays. Kirk Cousins had a difficult time with that. Kirk Cousins took a lot of sacks. Kirk Cousins sometimes didn't seem like he trusted his receivers. He held the ball too long. These are the things that I think Alex Smith, you know, excels at. You know,
he didn't trust his receivers, or his receivers didn't get open.
No, they got open. I was there. They got open.
I forgot you guys are the media.
They were open.
So you were watching from the press.
They were open.
Again, he had a difficult time trusting them. Yeah. You know how the great quarterbacks, you alluded to greatness when you talk about New England. You think about the work that guys like Peyton Manning would put in with his receivers. You see these types of this type of chemistry that's grown over a course of the offseason. Yeah. You never heard about that here. And we are part of the media. Did we ever see that?
Kurt?
No.
Kurt and receivers?
And yeah. Did you ever hear he's got great chemistry. Him and Deshaun Jackson worked out. No, Kirk Cousins was a loner.
Didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
We were there.
You were there. You were there at practice. You were at training.
I've been to.
You were there with him in the offseason?
Not every practice, but I've been before.
Because you got media credentials to go to the practices, right?
No, I actually went as a fan.
Okay.
Of football. But I'm just saying, if these things occurred, why wouldn't we know about it?
Hey, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Facebook page and tell us your opinion about the Kirk Cousins. The Kirk Cousins trade.
To me, this isn't Champ. Champ Bailey. You're releasing. I mean, trading.
Okay, that's my thing.
Comparing it to that.
This is nothing huge.
There are some similarities
to Champ Bailey and Clinton Portis.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Break
because
that down.
You're overpaying. You're overpaying for a guy. You're not getting maximum value for the guy that you're receiving.
It's market value.
Mark, $23 million for Alex Smith.
In today's NFL, that is a bargain in today's market value.
Look at what Kirk Cousins is about to be, the highest paid quarterback. What did Glennon get?
Like, honestly,
Glennon got $16 to $15 million,
and was the one of the worst quarterbacks. Period. For $16 million, it's the market. $23 million in today's market is, to be honest with you, an average quarterback. If when you get 30, 35, now we're talking a different level. $23 million for a quarterback that can get to win a division, who has took his team to the NFC Championship game when he was in San Francisco, is a good price.
Well, let me ask you this. If we take away names, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
And I tell you have one quarterback that is ascending,
mm-hmm.
right? Still 20 is coming into his prime.
Okay.
And then I tell you have another quarterback who's on a decline.
Who's on a decline?
Which one are you going to take?
Who's on a decline?
Just answer the question.
I'm going to take a guy who's on the incline.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but
Kirk
he's not.
But this is probably his worst season
compared to last year. But if you really want to, if you're going to say that,
do you think you're being fair, saying you fairly assess how good Kirk Cousins could potentially be because he didn't have weapons around.
He didn't have a run game.
Okay, he didn't have a number one receiver.
No, he didn't.
So do you think you could fairly assess? So even though with those numbers, do you think you could fairly assess and say that he had a subpar
season? I'm comparing it to his first two seasons, this is on the decline. We're comparing it to his first two seasons.
You can't say that because his first two seasons, he had 2,000 yard receivers.
But you said a veteran on the decline. Alex Smith is not on the decline. This is his best season. So to your argument, you can't say the veteran on the decline when Alex Smith was
I think it's fair to say if you have a 34-year-old quarterback, there's only one way he can go if he's 34 years old. Wally.
We're talking about play. You said declines in play, yes, not in age. Yes. His play ascended compared to last season to the year before last. His season was better than his previous year. He was an MVP candidate, and I can give you two reasons why. Yeah,
Tyreek Hill.
Okay, but look, you asking me about play. Like, now we're talking about you said on the field. When I'm not using the other variables of players, you said play. Alex Smith was ascending compared to last season. Also, what did he do to improve his game? Everyone talked about he doesn't go deep. What did he do?
He started going deeper.
And was accurate doing it. So I'm just saying, if we're going to break him down, we're going to be
but
fair.
But the majority of his throws were behind the line of scrimmage, one or two yards across the line of scrimmage. But you can say the same thing
this season with Kirk Cousins with Chris Thompson. A lot of his plays were screen passes taken to the house or taken like 50 yards. We can say that too.
That's fair.
Alex Smith was referred to as a check down Charlie. One of Will T's favorite radio personalities. But to Will, going back to your point, Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith are similar in ways, but I think the familiarity for Alex Smith with the West Coast offense,
that too,
I think that helps a whole lot. And again, he can move. Again, I like Alex Smith. We saw him grow leaps and bounds over his career. As to whether he's declining, it's debatable. I can't say I disagree with you necessarily, but based on his numbers, he didn't decline. Now, you have to factor in personnel.
Yes.
But if you have a healthy Jordan Reed and a healthy Chris Thompson, and you have a good slot receiver.
We go with this if my aunt had stones, she would be my uncle.
All right, well, when we talk about numbers, we're not talking about ifs then, right? But you don't let us use that as an argument because he had this and that. You can't do that then.
I said you could use the numbers if you want.
His number says he's now in a decline then.
Watch what I'm telling you. It's a blip. Yes, he had his best season. He had a blip, an aberration. If you ask,
so now it was a glitch.
It's an opinion.
It's a glitch.
Yes, it's an opinion.
So people, you could say that without Jay Gruden, Kirk Cousins may struggle. He may not be the same.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
I would love to see him go to like the Jets. I want to see him go to a struggling franchise.
He wouldn't do that.
And with worse personnel, and you realize you had a good situation in Washington. But regardless, the franchise is at fault for why Kirk Cousins went through what he went through, in my opinion. But at least they made a decision. That's the main thing that comes out of this for me from, you know, the ownership on down. Although the fan base just seems like they're not happy with Bruce Allen at this point, regardless of what he does. Scott McLuhan doesn't help. by continuing to chime in, which is interesting. Snyder rubs people the wrong way because people leave and they still troll. I don't understand it. I really don't. Most of the time, Shanahan's talked.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III has talked. People continue to talk about this franchise after they leave, which to me
is
not the norm.
So what's that telling you?
You tell me.
The organization?
It's telling you that the organization is broken, like I've said many times.
I don't argue that.
Let me ask you this as a fan. A lot of people are happy about the perceived cost savings, right?
Yeah.
And we discussed this last show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you have the cost savings, but do you feel comfortable as a fan with the current administration making the picks, putting that capital into work to bring in the necessary players?
Good point.
Because I mean, one can say One can say, all right, why would I trust you if you gave up the highest rated slot corner, which is a premium position in the NFL, a guy who's on the cheap,
uh-huh.
and you would typically think is ascending, right? You would think his play, he's ascending.
Yeah, definitely. Fuller? Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so why would I trust you to make the necessary draft picks and use the savings that we have from Kirk?
Here's the thing. If you look at it, this was more of a Jay Gruden decision than a Bruce Allen decision.
Do we know that for sure?
That's my great assumption. Here's why. You would have had possibly Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, multiple quarterbacks to me who you could bring in, and they could potentially get you to 7 wins or 8 wins. That's what you're trying to eclipse what you achieve, or you're trying to get better. But Jay Gruden, speaking to coach, wanted to bring someone in who he felt he could trust and get his team to that next level.
We're going to continue this discussion after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Transition, son.
It's been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Ziggy's dead and shit. The fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. I seen it all, we've been through it all, yo. That's how I feel right now. Yo, the mother for real.
Queen B, baby.
True.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
I'm lying.
Yo. Blowing with rusty ass German things, giving the thorough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hit him with the fall, don't even know him from a hole in the wall. Get at me, you wanna clap me, snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give him the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Ain't since a little dude eating full buck 50s. Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, no, I'm plotting the stag.
Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, jump him in the club. Have you out and out when it bumps this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Having OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, jump him in the club. Have you out and out when it bumps this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Having OG, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lots where my rock like to spark a lot. My Brooklyn style speak for itself. Like
you listen to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Will T. Ray on Twitter, at DR3_L. And talking about if he was happy with the trade. I was happy about the trade till I heard what player we let go. Smith is a great quarterback, but I feel like secondary is going to suffer greatly. Kendall led the team in interceptions more than any person on the defense. What do y'all think?
Like I said, you gave up a young player, a young asset who's ascending and cheap. I wouldn't feel comfortable about that.
Again, like I agree. I wouldn't feel comfortable
at a premium position.
No, I agree. I think, you know, people talk about, well, in essence, you traded Alex Smith for Kendall Fuller, and you can look at it that way. But I look at it like, you know, Kendall Fuller was a guy like you said, Will T, was going upwards, a guy that is going to be more was going to probably play outside too. So now you got a guy who can play. Who could play inside and probably would play well outside as well. I think Kansas City's gonna probably use him that same way, is to use him inside and out. So he's more versatile than, say, some of the other cornerbacks you have in the NFL who can only play outside.
Well, if you listen to our podcast, check it out, All Skins Everything. We've had a discussion about the Redskins possibly making some adjustments on defense. Mm-hmm. We expect to see that this season.
Yeah.
Which means you can rotate some of your cornerbacks to play different positions. Josh Norman definitely wants that. He wants to follow the best wide receiver, but he also complained a lot about just situations he was put in. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see some changes. And whether Kendall Fuller is here or not, you may have the personnel to be able to compete. And what it is a tough division, but what do we expect? You got the Eagles in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
We expect that they're going to come back strong next season. Dallas, we don't know yet. The jury's still out. And you got the Giants, who are sort of rebuilding. So you got an opportunity to win your division next year. And you had an opportunity this year for you let games go, even against this good Eagles team that's now in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. You know what I just thought of?
What's that?
What happened almost 8 years ago? April. Eight years ago
McNabb.
In April. Yeah.
McNabb.
Who was on the other end of that
Andy
tree?
Andy Reid. Everyone yes. brings that up.
Oh, yeah, well,
time.
Well.
You know what's different about new. But you know what's different about that one, though?
The McNabb, he was on decline.
Yeah. Clearly. He wasn't playing good football.
And he was overweight.
Yeah.
He wasn't coming off his best statistical.
And to be honest with you, like, Kansas City would have got rid of, like, Alex Smith regardless. You know what I mean? That situation was still – it wasn't even known that McNabb was going to be traded, right? It came out of nowhere. Everybody knew that Alex Smith was going to be gone because of Mahomes. You moved up in the first round to draft Mahomes, right?
Okay, so what's that saying that – how Andy Reid felt about
that year
Alex Smith.
This is what I believe. I believe that Andy Reid was pretty much probably done with Alex Smith, and then the season came and Alex Smith was motivated and played good football. He wanted to go a different route, but Alex Smith forced his hand
Andy Reid, obviously he's an NFL coach, don't get me wrong, but what credibility does he have? He hasn't won anything.
But I mean, I know what you're talking about.
Just because he doesn't want somebody
what I'll say is when it comes to quarterback play, when you look at the coaches in the NFL, he's kind of looked as the guy who can get the most out of any quarterback. Yeah,
but see,
i.e. Michael Vick.
That's one season. But if you look at
Atlanta sure as hell didn't get anything out of it.
you look at
jail changes people, sir.
Go ahead.
And then do Andy Reid.
You look at Ray's point about Andy Reid. At the same time, he let Don McNabb go, but he would have called that year.
Yeah, he struggled. Kevin Cobb.
And he struggled.
Cobb got knocked out the first game.
And after that, he was never the same.
No, Cobb.
He got a job. Taken.
Well, no. Listen, because I was an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I know he was.
So I knew.
Yeah.
Okay. At that point. Then.
And still is an Eagle fan.
Then Michael Vick. No, I'm not. Michael Vick came in. Michael Vick came in, and Andy Reid made a decision to say, I have to look at the tape because of what Michael Vick brought to us, and he started Vic. He went with Vic from then on.
But then Cobb
traded Cobb to the Cardinals.
Yeah, but then he struggled in the preseason though. Cobb,
I can't remember.
Your argument is kind of suffering
is,
right now.
It really is though. Eagles fan. Eagles fan.
The fact of the matter is, Andy Reid has still not won anything. And if you look at Donovan McNabb that season, he was 5-3 at the midway point, and then all of a sudden, against the Detroit Lions, comes Rex Grossman because someone has
such an infatuation with Rex Grossman.
RG1, you know what I mean? I really don't understand. I don't like the comparison because for real.
They're two different situations.
It is. And Donovan McNabb, I don't think he played all that bad. It's just Shanahan, clearly. When Shanahan doesn't like somebody.
Well, Kyle didn't like him. They didn't get along.
When the Shanahan, I'll put an S on it. Mm-hmm. When they don't like somebody, it gets messy. We saw this in Denver. Where who?
In Denver?
With Brian Griese. Was it Brian Griese, if I'm not mistaken?
I think it was multiple people. I want to say Jake Keller.
Jake Plummer. He loved Jake Plummer.
Not Jake Plummer. It was somebody else.
So I think it was Greasy. I think it was Greasy.
It wasn't Cutler. He liked Cutler too.
He liked Cutler because he drafted Cutler.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was Greasy.
That was Josh McDaniels who didn't like Cutler, right?
Yeah, I think it was Greasy.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels didn't like Cutler.
Greasy is the guy you're thinking of.
I knew I was thinking about somebody. I don't think that Mike Shanahan was the best with communicating, and to me, just some of the personnel decisions he made because of a reputation of winning, which we kind of question because of Dan Reeves' rosters he won with. yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get away from the discussion, though.
Kind of long-winded yeah. there. But no. Go ahead.
Y'all
go
going
ahead.
On each other.
What were you going to say?
No, because I was going to say, no, you said communication, and evidently through the reports that have come out, the current Washington administration has problem with communication because they haven't even communicated with Kerr since the end of the season.
They didn't communicate with Kendall Fullerton.
So they didn't communicate with either one of those guys. That's the more point I was going to make, but go ahead.
No, you saying that's the culture.
Well, Kirk Cousins doesn't matter anymore.
Why doesn't he?
He's not a Redskins.
He still officially is.
No, he's a free agent. Well, yeah, he'll be a free agent.
Until March 14th.
He'll be a free agent. So, yeah, you know, look.
So how do you think that's going to go? That's kind of awkward because he still has the rights to come into the building and work out. Do you think he'll just totally avoid? Yeah. He'll start packing up everything and moving?
Well, just like the team didn't reach out to him, he didn't reach out to them. So, obviously, he's already started the process. And teammates, I've heard that teammates, they never knew what he was going to do anyway. So it's not like
that your speculation? Is that a report? Media? Is that a media
member
report?
Was
that you was a fan? I just want to make sure I put it out there so the world knows.
It was a report, sir. But it was a report. Good God, you're always calling me out. Like, I know.
I'm not calling you out.
We're personalities right now, bro.
We're
personalities right now, okay? This is not... You know, Wally, the actual, like, the reporter. This is Wally.
Yeah,
see,
he's going to come at me for being long-winded when he took a break at the first 2 minutes of the show. You know what
me?
Mean? No, him. let's go to break. I'll say what I'm going to say. And then he built it up for what he was about to say, and we got back. He's like, what?
Oh, my
what
God.
What was I going to say? He totally forgot.
We're about to go to break. We come back from break. We're going to actually have a debate. Who is actually better, Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins? You listen to the Urban Sports thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill on some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want, he buy me Yves Saint Laurent. And the new wave, when I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, no, you probably heard of me. Got a bag
in. You're listening to the Urban Sports saying myself, Wally, Will T. Ray. I mentioned before the break, Kirk Cousins, you, Alex Smith, debate. Who's better? Will T. Ray, what's good?
No, I mean, listen, I've always made the statement that Matt Ryan, Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins, pretty much the same guy. Alex Smith does give you one thing that the other two can't do. That's the ability to extend the play, his ability to run. No, I mean, do you have something to interject with, Ray?
No, we talking about Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, right?
Yeah. I think
Matt Ryan doesn't have anything to do with the former MVP doesn't have anything to do with that with this discussion. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Go ahead, proceed.
No, so I
like how you put that in there, the former MVP. That's awesome.
Mark Mosley was an MVP too.
Yeah.
It's not saying much. Just saying. But anyway, Alex Smith gives you the ability to extend the play. I think Alex Smith is he's seasoned, so he's seen a little bit more. He's a little bit more comfortable and cool under the bright lights and under duress. You know, he's not gonna he's a guy that's willing to take a sack or throw the ball out of bounds if the play isn't there, you know, to try to force a ball downfield. Excuse me.
Who's better?
Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
No, I'm just telling you, I can't buffer it with throwing those things out
you
there.
You can, now you're gonna answer the question, right?
Yeah, so now I'm gonna answer the question. Exactly. So now I'm gonna answer the question. I think at this point, Kurt is better than Alex Smith.
So let me read off Alex.
You seem like you were leaning towards Alex Smith. By the way, you
saying
thing. Everything you just said. Like
but I can't give you. No, do you want me to go down the list? You want me to go down the list of Kirk Cousins?
I feel like he 8 mile me, man. Like I don't even got to say that. You 8 mile me. You Eminem 8 mile.
I'm just giving you.
You said reason why Alex Smith is better. He said I would pick Kurt.
I'm gonna go with Kurt right now. If you ask me who's better, I'm going with Kurt.
Like or in this stint in Kansas City, this is Alex Smith's record. In terms of, I'll give you year by year. 2013, 11-4 as a starter. 2014, 8-7. 2015, 11-5. 2016, 11-4. 2017, 9-6. Obviously, Mahomes started the last game of the season. Kirk Cousins as a starter in DC. I can say off the head, 9-7, 8-7-1, 7-9. Not even close.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
What's the name? What? It's a football team, correct?
I totally agree.
It's a football team. Correct?
Agreed.
Don't you think it's fair? Don't you think, in all honesty, if we're evaluating
a team,
Alex
totally
Smith has had the better team, a more competent organization?
You can say
around
that.
Him.
Well, with the 49ers, you include them
I'm just
too?
Going off of what. Washington.
No, he's at Kansas City. Like,
Kansas City doesn't win playoff games. What's the big difference? You can definitely say the Redskins are dysfunctional.
He's had a better team.
Yeah, because they're better overall team. Yeah, I'll give you that.
So I mean, you can't necessarily go off of just record and set and place that all on Alex Smith.
But you know what? At the same time, though, like even for Kirk Cousins, though, within his situation, would you say the NFC East at that time frame, other than the last was like that dominant? Though, would you say that when Alex Smith had to go against the Denver Broncos, which was a tough team to go 11-5 in that division? Knowing you guys see a team that's a Super Bowl contender over that tenure, knowing
you're
going
to
take Manning.
Okay, so you had to see that team, but there's other teams on the schedule. That
the Philip Rivers-led Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. There's so many other. you're right. There's so many other. Like again, if you look at the NFC East, it's not as strong. It just recently got strong.
Let me ask you this, Will.
Go ahead.
Games on the line. You need a game-winning drive.
Kirk Cousins or Alex Smith.
Who you gonna pick?
And let's keep it 100.
I'll go with Alex Smith.
Okay. Right. That's important. Now, here's the thing. Is that the sole determining factor? No, it's not. So I'm not going to sit up there and act like it is.
It is.
But it does speak volume. No, it can't be.
Because
of the LeBron-Kyrie theory.
Yes.
Because LeBron is the best player in the world, quote unquote. But who you want
last
with the ball? Kyrie or LeBron in that situation?
You want Kyrie.
Exactly. So it does not make the definitive.
Give me stuff.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. And that's an argument too. But anyway, going back, based on what Will already said, like kind of what Wally alluded to, I do think Alex Smith is a better quarterback. Arm strength is about the same, although I might give the notch to Alex Smith there too, for real. Accuracy, when Kirk Cousins is accurate, he's on point.
They're both accurate passers.
But when Kirk Cousins is off, that's the problem. I think Alex Smith can will his team to a win. As opposed to when Kirk Cousins is bad, he's just bad.
I think
he's smaller.
Yeah, my thing is for Kirk when we compare Kirk Cousins to Alex Smith, I think the thing that stands out to me is that Alex Smith is more calm and under pressure, in my opinion, compared to Kirk Cousins, and that's pretty much it to me.
You know what's more reflective to me?
Mm-hmm.
Two guys who people would consider somewhat quarterback gurus decided that I can no longer go any further with this guy.
Oh, Jim
Harbaugh had a team that was primed for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He said, rather than stick with Alex Smith, I am going to go with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
True?
That's true.
Andy Reid, a guy who a lot of people respect in the NFL. Don't give me the wrap it up thing.
No, I'm not. Keep going. That's what I'm saying. I love everything.
Alex Smith or Andy Reid, a guy who a lot of people.
Nice skin, dark skin, beef and things. That's terrible.
It's not that. He decided, okay, I am going to give up a future first-round pick and other picks to move up 12 spots to go get Pat Mahomes, a guy who played in a spread college offense, rather than thinking Alex Smith can take me to that next level.
This is beautiful. Because this is all the stuff I said about Alex Smith months ago when you were disagreeing with me just for the sake of arguing. Now, the only reason I'm on the side of Alex Smith is because we're comparing him to Kirk Cousins. Yeah. That's the only reason. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so I mean, do you take those things into account when you're evaluating them?
Because everybody wants a quarterback who can make all the throws. I mean, I'm not going to knock that at all.
But if we're using that as the argument,
yeah.
Then wasn't it just stated that earlier in the show that Alex Smith's deep ball has improved
specifically this year? Yeah, but it's not like Kaepernick. We're talking about Kaepernick and Mahomes. These guys are like on Brett Favre level in terms of arm strength. That's the difference. Like the arm strength with those two individuals are something totally different than any other quarterback. Like we're comparing Alex Smith to Kirk Cousins. Yeah, Alex Smith's arm strength is better. I mean, it's close. I'm not going to say that Alex Smith's arm is 10 times bigger than Kirk Cousins, but we're comparing Mahomes to a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. You're going to be enamored with that arm strength. Another example, I'll give you a better example. Years ago, Brad Johnson was the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins, right?
True.
They signed a quarterback that everybody's familiar with named Jeff George.
Yes.
Jeff George wasn't better than Brad Johnson, but the coaching staff fell more in love. Not coaching staff, organization. I won't even say the coaching staff. The organization fell in love with Jeff. They did. They benched Brad Johnson.
I think there's a lot of people that would say, based off just pure talent,
Jeff George
is better.
No, he is all pure talent. Agree, because we're talking about arm strength. But we're talking about who's a better quarterback. Brad Johnson was better than Jeff George.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you can fall in love. You're going to always fall in love with the sexier, you know, the sexier, shiny toy that's arm strength like that.
Yeah. Between these two guys, we're debating Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith at the end of the day. It's very interesting. I mean, when you really sit back and think about it.
It's pretty much apples to apples.
It's hard to disagree, but you can sign other pieces, which was the biggest argument from the majority of the fan base.
Yeah.
Yes, but that goes to my question I asked earlier. Do you think, yes, you can afford to sign different pieces, but do you feel comfortable that this administration will find the right talent to sign? That's the question that you got
to
ask.
That is yet to be determined. I guess that's something we'll talk about as we go forward. There was an article, like I mentioned earlier, that I was reading, and there was a statement, I'm paraphrasing, but it said, this is the biggest trade involving a starting quarterback since Drew Brees. Would you all agree with that?
What's the trade? Was Brees
trade? Biggest trade of starting quarterback.
Or biggest transaction, dealing, however you want to look at it. It don't matter if he was traded or not. Yeah, I know he was starting for the Chargers, and then he left. To go to New Orleans. I don't remember if he was traded or not, but
because he went to Miami, he's a free agent, and then Miami said they couldn't sign him because of he was going to go to Miami. Then the arm issue,
right?
So he went to New Orleans. Exactly. I don't think it was a trade.
I would say that's false because Brett Favre was traded to the Jets.
Yeah, that was a big one too. But was that big at the time in their prime though? I think the whole argument was in their prime.
Forget the word trade. Just
acquisition in their prime.
Starting quarterback moving. Yeah,
in their prime because Brett Favre wasn't in his prime.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Honestly, you may say Kirk Cousins going to wherever he goes.
That's what the argument was. Like maybe Kirk Cousins going where he may go, which could be Minnesota, which would be dangerous.
You know what I want to explore? But I don't think Minnesota wants. When we come back from break.
Here we go.
Kirk. Like, how does he come out on the end of this?
We'll do that. We'll talk about that after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Need the crib with the family splash. SP, the only flower that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need the mount in the cash so I can roll up, hop in the whip, and like bounce to the Ave. I get by because I'm in the hood, the slums is around. Take my sons just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather slow something up, cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip. Grab my sons and hold something up. I get fly as a kite, all alone in the zone. Go slow, Casey dying tonight. So I hold him up, back to back, laugh as I could. You got beef with Styles P, I come in black to the hood.
I get every day.
And yo, I burn like a chimney. Matter of fact, I burn like exhaust on a Dodge Viper Hennessy. I hope like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I float like the hippies did. Back in the 70s, spit with the finishing touch. Get this, that, I'ma finish you before I finish my lunch. I get by like the birds and the planes. I get by when I make a lot of paper after words exchange. I get a rush off the love in the wall. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get by cause I ride, what's better to do? And I'ma always stay live, yeah, I'm better than you. Every day.
For him too. Sorry.
You're listening to Urban Sports, and I'm Wally. Will T. Ray. Will T. You mentioned
yeah,
that
well,
the break,
no, when we,
before
well,
the break.
Before break, Kirk Cousins. How do things pan out for him?
You know what? Here's my top three teams. If I'm him, now this probably won't happen, but Minnesota is a situation I'm looking at.
A team
that was one game away from the Super Bowl.
Will make Atlanta.
Huh?
Will may see Atlanta. I said Will. That's what we know. I said Will.
Number two, the Jaguars looks like a good situation. Another team that was one win and really got cheated, but we another subject. And then number three,
like I said,
the New York Football Giants. Why not stay in the division and come back and pull a Alfred Morris? Do your celebration. Would you love to see him come back and say, you like that after he beats the Washington? Wouldn't that be awesome?
To New York. I know that. He's not going to the New York Giants. I know that.
Hypothetically. But those top two options, I'm serious about. Minnesota is a possibility, but it looks like they – well, from what I've read, Case Keenum is still the guy.
I thought
even though the price tag might be a little bit too
high. I thought like Teddy, too. I thought what's Zimmer likes Teddy. I mean, it's cheaper. I mean, it depends on what you want to do. Their quarterback situation, they don't have to pay that much right now.
Well, let me ask you two this question. Kurt has stated that he wants to go to a winning organization, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say...
But he did say he was interested in the Browns, too, at the same time.
That's why I was going. So let's say the Browns and the Jets are the two teams that offer him the most.
Yeah.
And he signed with the Browns or the Jets. Do you think his character takes a hit? Does he look disingenuous?
Yeah, I think he looks like a liar. But that's not going. I'm not going to knock him. He takes the money.
Nah.
I mean,
I'm not going to knock the man.
I know I'm not going to knock him, but I don't like because he stated like the money doesn't mean anything.
I
don't say that. Like just be quiet.
Now they may not win a lot of games, but I think there'll be a much improved team with Kirk Cousins in Cleveland.
No, it's Cleveland. I'm not going to say that.
Well, I mean,
you still got to give talent around him. Like you can't.
Okay, that, and that's fair. But what if he goes to? What if he goes meets with the ownership and he says, "This guy John Dorsey, who's the GM, I have way more confidence in him than Bruce Allen,
true.
Daniel Snyder, and Doug Williams."
No, that could happen. This is my thing. If Cleveland draft Barkley, the running back from Penn State, then yeah, it's a sexier team because you still got Gordon. Who's still a top flight wide receiver. You team that up with Duke Johnson too in the backfield to be your third down back.
And Joku at tight end.
Yeah, Joku and tight end. It's
and you have
who
Corey
had a very
Coleman.
Solid year.
You have Corey Coleman.
Yeah, exactly. So if to
and
be
you
honest,
still have the best
yeah.
left tackle, the one of
yep.
the best
John,
left
Joe
tackle.
Thomas. Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no, definitely it can work.
Who's been campaigning on ESPN?
Me,
have y'all seen that?
Yes.
He's been putting in pitches for Kirk Cousins as well.
But you have to get to me. If you get Barkley though, yeah, I won't even argue.
I don't know if Barkley's gonna necessarily have the kind of impact of an Adrian Peterson or
the truth,
or
bro.
He is, but
he the truth.
I don't know if he. Well, you know what? Fournette had a good season. He's
yeah.
to me injury prone a bit, but I don't know if he's as good as those guys.
And don't forget, not only
his rookie year can have an impact.
Not like AP. Well, AP was special to me, but he's special too. Like,
but look, to me, Fournette is kind of like AP.
He could be like Gurley. Gurley
is
a good
one. Gurley or Levy.
Yeah, he could be like Gurley.
Le'Veon Bell came to me. He came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So you can also get another impact.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Media star.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just changing the culture.
He's got to trust. Who's the coach?
Hugh Jackson.
Oh, Hugh Jackson.
He's still the coach.
So you're going to run a
similar system.
All you do is win two games, and that's a big improvement. So, in actuality,
he would be an icon in Cleveland, right?
I mean, he is a Midwest guy. He might want to go back to the Midwest.
Cleveland. I mean, I will say this. That's a good point. If Cleveland does the right, I mean, if they do the right things around Kirk Cousins, it's a favorable destination.
Yeah, like let's say first day of free agency, Cleveland says we want to meet with you, we want to fly you out, because I think Kirk Cousins wants to be
wine and dine.
He wants to be wanted. Hey, chill out. He wants to be wanted, man.
Yeah, he wants. He stated that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
So the whole doesn't
look at the know. Replay. Hold on, we watching the Boston Knicks game right now. No, poor Zingas, don't do that.
It's like he kept going.
He kept going up. Ah, get that. Ah.
Check Sapiens is rolling over.
No, but what if the first day of free agency, Cleveland says we're gonna fly you out, and they have an elaborate plan, and they have like the plan is okay, we're gonna get Saquon Barkley number one, you know we have Josh Gordon, we got Corey Coleman, I mean
that's a good point though.
If they have the plan, yeah. But. Maybe that's something that Washington could never give him a concrete plan, a concrete roadmap for what they wanted to do with the future.
That's the same thing the Redskins did to Mark Sanchez. Fed him well, fed him some stuff, didn't even trade up to get him. I believe it was what?
That was a good move.
Brian Arakpo that season?
Yeah, that's a good move. That was a good move,
but I mean, ultimately, let me ask you this. Do you think Kirk played the game right? Meaning that he's getting out of DC and he doesn't look like the bad guy. Because he would never.
No, he's fine. He looks good.
So
Kirk, that's what I'm saying. He got everything he wanted.
Totally Kirk Cousins returns to FedEx next year. Look, he's introduced. Is he getting booed or is he getting overwhelmingly cheered?
He's probably getting cheered. Have you seen Twitter? He's getting cheered. That kid's getting Kirk Cousins, when he comes back, he's getting cheered. Kirk Cousins said
he was a hated man so much throughout the course of the season. Come on, man.
That's different. Those folks who just hate on him. But he has more people that like him than hate him. That's just my opinion. Especially even within the media. Everybody in the media loves Kirk Cousins. But if you look at his situation, two franchise tags. He gets to leave DC, and he's probably going to make over $120 million. Oh yeah, he's winning. Like Kirk Cousins is winning.
Oh, he's definitely
like,
a winner.
He's like Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. He's winning. Like
that's funny. You brought up A Rod. Alex Rodriguez. Who would have thought? Like 2 or 3 years from now, he was like a pariah. Like the Yankees said, we're going to pay you to stay away from me. But now he's dating J Lo.
He's winning, man.
He went to Fox.
Yeah.
And he lit up Fox for baseball. Now he's going to be like the face of like Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
Yeah, he's winning.
Kirk, he wins money wise, but depending on what team he chooses, he's going to be in trouble. I would not go to the Jets. I don't care if there's a connection there or not.
Do you think his image took a hit anyway?
No,
I think he should go to Denver. I mean, I think he should go to Denver. I think that's the best winning situation.
But will Denver be able to pay you?
That's the thing. And plus, that's the thing. And if they could pay him, I think certain players wouldn't be able to come back though, right? You probably have to do something with Talib and whatnot.
Have to get rid of Talib.
Which makes that defense go.
Chris Harrison.
Yeah, but yes, he plays. I mean, they're usually good because they can play three corners, right? Like that's the whole thing. You know what I mean? So. You just missing one takes away that advantage that they had, you know, compared to other defenses. Just saying, though.
Whoever he chooses is important, and who his coach is going to be is important as well. Bottom line, if you were to hypothetically choose Pittsburgh, who's going to be his coach? If he goes to Denver, I think he needs to be in the right situation. I really do. I don't know if
what situation would you say? Like a West Coast situation he has to be in?
Not necessarily. Again, I like Minnesota for him, and I also like Jacksonville. You got a strong defense, man. I think Kirk Cousins.
And a run game.
Yeah, and a really good run game. Kirk Cousins could come in and be that missing piece to get them over the hump to get them to the Super Bowl.
Speaking of Super Bowl, Patriots, Eagles, we're going to talk about it. You listen to Urban Sports.
No overtime. We don't do the overtime. We are out of here.
Conception, I transform like this, perform like this. With Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate. Then off your head. This that puts a kiss to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil.
some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use it, use it, use it. Burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah, 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 yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the f*** you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff from the previous case. The reason my power's in earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live a better life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the Mecca, I'm meritous. Tell me something. Motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I wear this when you in the matrix. Out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a dollar. Brock,
oh my God, my man Ray Fry, me on air, man. I mean off air, man. I can't stand Ray, man. He's the worst, man. You listen to the Urban Sports Team, myself, Wally, Will T, and the Evil Ray.
Not evil.
Yes, you are, bro. That was terrible, man. It was me. It was me.
That's what you said.
I didn't say it like that. You always hype everything up. Just like you and Mike and stuff. You and Mike.
Bro. Mike, man.
Yeah.
Y'all love that dude, man. Y'all love Mike, man. Now, see, that voice is... That. Come on with the voices. Here we go. We're going to talk Super Bowl. And right now, the discussion isn't even about the game itself. Y'all notice that's about Tom Brady and his kid and what a radio personality said.
Yeah,
the see the forum thing that we have where we can talk about people?
His kid. Yeah, I know. I heard about that story.
That was dumb.
That's the dumbest story.
I didn't care about it.
I didn't care
about it. To me, it's irrelevant. Let's talk about the game.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what the NFL does. Like, they're good at perpetuating other stories that have nothing. I'm not going to say all the time when it comes to the drama.
Uh-huh.
But they like to, you know, let other narratives keep going on.
Exactly. Because they're conspiracy. There are conspiracies within the league. I just feel like it's a business at the end of the day. It was Lex trying to argue. You know, we had a Super Bowl with Kerry Collins versus, who was it? Trent Dilfer or something like
that. Trent Dilfer.
And he's like, so the NFL, I'm like, but yeah, you had Ray Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Also, you had Shannon Sharpe. You still had some personalities. You had some star power there. The potential for Blake Bortles versus Nick Foles was not going to happen. And now here we are. And we're again, like you just said, we're not talking about the game right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about off the field stuff that really doesn't matter. The Eagles, I really think are relishing this opportunity. I believe their defense is really going to play hard, man. It's going to be a good game. I can't see a way. If I went to Vegas, I would not bet on the Eagles. I respect those who have placed big bets on them. I've read some of that.
Yeah, that's like a guy placed $1 million.
Yeah, that is amazing.
He does that all on a regular though. This dude is notorious for doing things like that.
Well, if I had to, if you asked me, I'm going to go with Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to win.
Of course.
Look at you.
You always pick the Eagles. But
I don't always.
Most of the time.
But definitely,
it's not a bad pick. I believe the potential for upset is there. The potential for upset
is there. They won over
70%
of their game.
If Philly did 75%, maybe 80.
I believe if Philly gets a chance to have the ball last, that would that will propel them. Versus if you give Brady the ball last, then that's going to be scary. Man, regardless of how good your defense plays the entire game.
I'm rooting for Philly.
I mean, I think a lot of us are. But
seriously,
I just,
even as a
can you
a
see it happening?
I hate the Patriots with a passion.
Why do you hate the Patriots?
Because they cheat. I believe.
Well, no, you can't. You got to respect the fact that Belichick is
don't really
is a great is the greatest coach.
Yes, he is. I won't take that away from him. He is the greatest
because it
coach.
Doesn't matter who you said this on the phone.
I totally agree.
He has put other people behind center. Right,
and he's won.
Matt Castle,
and he still can win.
And
games.
He still went 11-5 with Matt Castle. He made Tom Brady who Tom Brady is.
Who's that?
He said Drew Bledsoe and made Tom. Even though, don't get me wrong, I don't like the Tuck rule and some other things. I feel like have they gotten away with, but at the same time, you gotta respect Belichick, man. No matter, even if he has a defense with nobody, with people you don't recognize, he wins.
Look at
you gotta respect.
What's the dude that plays for the Colts?
And you're a Washington fan,
the quarterback.
And they beat the Redskins.
He can win with that.
They beat the Redskins. They beat the brakes off y'all.
They beat
time.
You to seven.
That was how many years ago?
It don't matter. In general.
Okay. Know what? This is what happened last year.
What, the Super Bowl?
Exactly. They came back 20-3. They're great. They're a great team. I know.
Exactly.
Don't do that crap to me, bro.
They won a blowout.
What hurts more?
Really?
You started. He started.
He trying to take shots at you, right?
Who took shots at who first? 52-7.
Hey,
who took shots?
Realty, if you can make it, while your little league team lost some game championship games for it, it hurt. It don't matter. Everybody is close to whether you get blown out. It hurts regardless.
I hate this dude.
You like shut down, but your team made it to the championship. And matter of fact, you called me and said, man, we made it to the championship. And then I didn't hear from you after that. Obviously, you did win.
Why are we taking it to
does it feel good to go to a championship? Yes. So, Washington lost.
But it does hurt more as a coach. It hurts more when you're losing the championship.
No. The last thing I want is to shake hands with somebody who beat me 52-7. I can shake hands with you after a tough game. I can shake hands and say, you know what? Look, either one of us could have took that
the
game.
Last time, I'm not gonna
either one of us could have took
I don't
want
to shake your hand when I'm so close to a championship and you just take it away from me. If it's a regular season game, I'm fine with that. I'll shake your hand. I don't care. I'll shake your hand.
You dudes are hilarious. Let me ask you this. Just like spectators, are you excited for the game to come up to?
I'm not talking
about you. You don't care. So you don't care. Like, are you excited come Sunday?
I don't care about the Super Bowl. I can't lie to you. I don't like either team. I don't like either team. If I had to root for one, it would be the Eagles.
Rooting for the underdog is cool. But what did Steve Smith Sr. say when D'Angelo Hall came at him sideways? He said he barking up the wrong tree, and it's a big A tree. And I think that the Patriots are a big A tree. And I just feel like the Eagles We're talking Belichick. You know Belichick has kind of let his guard down a little bit. He's been smiling.
I know. He's a little too confident.
Versus before, he was still a G. It's like, what happened to Tom Brady's head? We'll put out the report. You'll see it. Like, you got to respect him, man. Even though
he's a great coach,
these guys have no lives. But regardless, that's irrelevant. We're talking football. The New England Patriots are the standard. You can't hate, and they win with anybody. Malcolm Butler. Let Malcolm Butler come to the Redskins. He's gonna be.
He'll be a bum. Why?
Exactly.
You know he would. He wouldn't even.
He might replace Kendall Fuller. But yeah, I'm going with the Patriots. I'm just gonna go with the favorite in this. I didn't win the Pick'em Challenge yet. You did.
Yeah, I did. You know, it's real for the real thing.
I mean,
when I picked you, dude, I lost the same way. Y'all picked on like a Sunday or something, Sunday morning. So,
no, why are we talking about something that? All right,
because we're competing again. Are you competing with football garbage time in this game?
No, we're not.
Who you got, Wally?
I'm gonna go with the Eagles, man. Just because I hate the Patriots. I'm a jinx. Dude, I won a champ. I won it all. I can't be a jinx.
It is. The trophy with the picture.
That's right.
Sorry. I'm throwing everybody off. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Post it.
I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
No, people
seen
on Twitter. Go ahead.
You sent that picture out for him?
It's out there everywhere, man. I'm a meme.
I'm a meme.
Wally is the Philadelphia Eagles, man. He is.
You think Philadelphia, think Rocky. You think Wally and the Green Belt Knights or whatever y'all call.
Raiders. So correct.
Oh, my bad.
Don't knock a champion.
I'm going to go Philadelphia. I'm going to go Philadelphia 28-24.
28-24? Who's going to be Super MVP, Will?
That would be
Nick Foles.
No, Zach Ertz.
Oh, that's a good. That's
so, this dude loves some Zach Ertz. A tight end has never been Super Bowl MVP
unless he's Gronk.
No tight end's ever been a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yep. So I'm going with Zach Ertz.
Google it, baby. Gronk, man. It's all about Gronk.
I think if the Eagles win, it's going to be a defensive player. It's going to be the Super Bowl MVP.
Fletcher Cox.
He's ready.
You think that what's the name? Peterson can out coach Belichick?
Yes. Well, I think this, the one thing that Doug Peterson, his advantage is when it comes to personnel and play calling, because Doug Peterson uses a lot of different personnels personnel packages when he's calling his plays. So he doesn't give you a key with just running certain personnel for certain type of plays. So I think that's the one thing where he'll be able, the one advantage he'll have over Bill Belichick.
Eagles might take it. I can foresee it. It's going to be interesting to watch. Where it's not definitely not the most anticipated Super Bowl.
No, it's not.
As we can see.
It's not at all.
Kirk Cousins was more relevant in the Super Bowl discussion. What does that tell you?
Yeah, obviously Kirk Cousins rules, you know. He rules
all Kirk, well. Everything.
You know? It's not going to be Kirk. It's going to be your team, Washington. Like, from now until throughout the first week of free agency.
They're going to work it.
That's all anyone's going to be talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
With the money they save and who they're going to get.
We have to get our media pass approved for the Alex Smith introductory press conference.
Oh, let's try that.
Let's do that. Will, get in.
Let's get in.
So you can go tell him that he's the same guy as Mark Ryan.
I'll go. Yes, I'm talking about. We can make this happen, Captain.
We should get Al, too.
Oh, now he's gonna come. He'll go. No.
We should get Al too. Al ask the right question.
Yeah, he definitely will. So many questions. He'll even say,
I'll
be like,
we the team. What do we need to do to get better? Like, who is we?
Who's we? Anyways, man, it's time to wrap this show up, y'all.
It's been great, man.
It's like seven.
All Kurt, everything.
Listen here. When March Madness rolls around, this Kurt Cousins stuff has to end.
It should.
Just letting you know.
It should.
February is Kirk Cousins month. It's not even Black History Month. It's Kirk Cousins month. But come March. Talking college.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Hey, we'll see. We've been doing
y'all crazy.
You've been listening to Urban Sports Save.
For ages.
You did.
Deuces.
Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.
To the swag.